Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I am your host Meenu and these are the major news stories of Thursday, April 11th, 2024. The CBI on Thursday arrested Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavitha in connection with the corruption case linked to the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. American electric car maker Tesla CEO Elon Musk confirmed his visit to India and his planned meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Apple warned its users in India and 91 other countries that they were possible victims of a mercenary spyware attack. Hamas chief Ismail Haniya insisted that the death of three of his sons in an Israeli airstrike would not influence truce talks in Gaza, as bombardments on Thursday rocked the Palestinian territory. The Bharatiya Janata Party said that the name of Sultan Bathery town associated with Tipu Sultan in the Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency should be changed, as the place was originally known as Ganapathivattam before the Mysore ruler invaded the Malabar region of Kerala two centuries ago. Let's get into the details. The CBI on Thursday arrested Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavitha in connection with a corruption case linked to the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The arrest comes days after the probe agency questioned her in jail, where she is in judicial custody. K. Kavitha, the daughter of former Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao, has been accused of being a key member of the South Group, which allegedly paid the ruling Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi kickbacks of rupees 100 crore in return for a big share of liquor licenses in the national capital. She was sent to 14-day judicial custody last Tuesday. The 46-year-old had been arrested on March 15th by the Enforcement Directorate from her Banjara Hills residence in Hyderabad. American electric car maker Tesla CEO Elon Musk confirmed his visit to India and his planned meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Musk is likely to announce the company's investment plans in the country during his visit, the sources said. In June last year, Musk had met Modi during the Prime Minister's US visit. The Tesla CEO had then said that he planned to visit India in 2024 while expressing confidence that the company would enter the Indian market soon. Apple has warned its users in India and 91 other countries that they were possible victims of a mercenary spyware attack. Apple discovered that attackers tried to remotely compromise the iPhone, it said in a notification email that was sent to targeted users, reported Reuters. The company had previously said on its website that its threat notifications were designed to inform and assist users who might have been targeted by state-sponsored attackers. But Apple's latest update posted on the website on Wednesday said the threat notifications were designed to help users who might have been individually targeted by mercenary spyware attacks. Hamas chief Ismail Haniya insisted that the death of three of his sons in an Israeli airstrike would not influence truce talks in Gaza, as bombardments on Thursday rocked the Palestinian territory. Israel confirmed the killings, which came as talks in Cairo for a temporary ceasefire and hostage release deal drag on without signs of a breakthrough. Speaking to Qatari broadcaster Al Jazeera, Haniya suggested that the strike, which also killed four of his grandchildren, was an attempt to shift Hamas' negotiating stance. The war broke out with Hamas' October 7 attack against Israel, which resulted in the death of 1,170 people, mostly civilians, according to Israeli figures. Israel's retaliatory offensive has killed at least 33,482 people in Gaza, mostly women and children, according to the Hamas-run territory's health ministry. The Bharatiya Janata Party said that the name of Sultan Bathery town associated with Tipu Sultan in the Wayanad Lok Sabha constituency should be changed, as the place was originally known as Ganapathivattam before the Mysore ruler invaded the Malabar region of Kerala two centuries ago. The issue was raised by the BJP state president K. Surendran, who is contesting against the sitting MP and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, as well as CPI leader and ruling LDF candidate Annie Raja in the Wayanad Lok Sabha seat. Breaking up the issue of Tipu Sultan's Malabar invasion during his election campaign, the BJP leader alleged that the Congress and LDF preferred to refer to it as Sultan Bathery. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Stories hosted by me, Meenu, and produced by Vishnu Muralidharan with technical support from IW Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and be sure to come back tomorrow.